when we go back to our countries, how many times do we visit, or did we visit, the poor people? Do you think that when you go back, do you visit them? We don't do that. That's why we have this tough heart. And the solution of it is what? As I said, sponsoring yatim, masha ra's al yatim, and eating the food of poor people. When you eat the food of poor people, this will tell you how much ni'mah you have and you enjoy here. And you know what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about who? About what? About the miskeen. The hadith mentioned the miskeen. Do you know the definition of the miskeen? Do you know the definition of the poor? Al-faqir. Al-faqir is the one who doesn't have food for tomorrow. Al-miskeen is the one who doesn't have food for today. See the difference between al-faqir and al-miskeen? How many times have we visited people who don't have food? Yes, and as I said, if we don't do this, we will have these tough hearts. We will never respond to the messages that we get for relieving and for supporting our Muslim brothers everywhere in the world. And then another disease that we have, human beings have, is what? Is the anger, is al-ghadab. All of us get angry. And the cure for this is what? What is the hadith? Ista'adha billah, and then what? Al-wudu. Make wudu. How many times when you get angry, when you get mad, you make wudu. That's what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you get wudu and you start your wudu, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and you perfect your wudu, and you say at the end, La ilaha illallah, the shaitan will go away from you. And if it doesn't work, that means that we still have problems with our hearts. So these are some of the treatments of the diseases that we have, and these are the treatments of the purification. These are the ways of purifying our souls. Another thing is what? Is al-kibr. Another disease we have is what? Is the arrogance. And the treatment of arrogance is what? Is making sujood. Is making sujood. And as I said, that the prayer, Islam is designed when you all the time pray and you submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you kick out this disease. And that's why the verse that says, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. Definitely the prayer is very tough on humanity, on human beings, except those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the good Muslims. And wallahi, I met a person who said that, and at that time I understood the meaning of this verse. He said that, how can I prostrate? How can I put my head on the ground? How can I put the best thing that I have, I put it on the ground? You see the kibr, you see the arrogance. وَالْعَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. He doesn't want to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us these prayers. And the mercy of Allah, not only that He gave us 5 prayers, the reward for the 5 prayers is what? Is for 50 prayers. This is the mercy of Allah, but still some people are reluctant. Finally, I'll talk about how, in 5 ways, we can do the purification. Very briefly, and I hope you remember them. Dhikrullah. 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 When we were young, we used to see old people in our streets or in our villages. All the time, they mentioned the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we were young, we used to think that those people were stupid or crazy. Right? Mukharrifna. And we didn't know until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us. And they are fighting what? They are trying to purify their souls. Instead of keeping their minds busy calculating the $10,000 that's coming to their pockets tomorrow, and the house that they are going to buy next week, and the new wife he's going to marry after a month, and the new car that he's going to buy, instead of keeping themselves busy with this, they were very realistic. They were busy with mentioning the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making dhikr in order to purify their souls. Don't you think that we used to say that? Where are those good people when we used to meet them? Have you ever told yourself that? Yes, all of us ask, where are those good people we used to meet and they used to make dua for us? You don't find them now. Why? Because we're not working on our purification. So the first one is dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second one, as I said, be a consistent Muslim. Just see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked you. Like, do the prayer on time. Don't try to find excuses. Don't tell me that you work with McDonald's, or you work with Microsoft, or you work with NASA, or you work with any organization, and you cannot pray on time. If you want to purify yourself, it's either you purify your soul, or you be one of the businessmen and away from purifying yourself. You cannot work the two things together. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا, that the prayer should be on time on the believers. If you think that you are a believer, if you are a believer, do the prayer on time. If you want to be one of the winners in the Day of Judgment, you have to be a consistent Muslim. Don't pray five times today and tomorrow pray four, or combine two together, or combine three together, or combine all of them at the end of the night. This is the way. Be consistent Muslim, and Islam is designed to be like this. When you do the prayer, do other things. How many of us ask himself, he wants to know when is the time for the zakah? And when the time of the zakah comes, how many of us wants to pay more in order to avoid troubles? No, you start calculating. You bring every accountant to give you the exact amount that you want to pay to the Muslim. The zakah. Why? Because the essence of iman is not in our heart. Okay, so just be consistent Muslim. Just follow the commands of Allah and do the nawafil. If you cannot do the nawafil, it's okay. Just do the fara'id. And this is the least amount that's required from us. Third, his musahabatu ahlil khayr. Keep the company of good people. Keep the company of good. How many of us, alhamdulillah, managed to kick the shaitan out and to sit here to listen to this khutbah? And how many of us left and went home? What do you think when we go home, what are we going to do? Tell me. Television, one thing. What other things are we going to do? You see how much benefit people lost? Eating, alhamdulillah, some people are hungry. You will eat, inshallah. And if you don't eat, you will not die. Don't be a, you can live 2 or 3 days. You see how much benefit. This is the benefit of keeping the company of good people. One person would tell you that there is a lecture tomorrow in the east, whatever, of Houston Mosque. And if this brother reminds you and you go tomorrow, you travel 1 hour, and you know the hadith that when you travel 1 hour for seeking knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make one way easy for you to reach paradise. When you have these meanings in your heart, vivid and alive, you would know how to get the benefit, inshallah, and the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the things that would help us, keep the company of good people. At work, if you don't find good people, don't keep the company of the people who are kuffar. Just know all of them. Know all of them, there's no problem in that. But don't keep the company with them. Don't travel with them. Don't spend time with them. Don't go to the parties with them. Otherwise, every day you will be affected and infected by the diseases that they have. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, في سورة الكهف, وَصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ وَصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ. You would tell me, okay, this brother lies, and this brother cheats, and this brother does this and this, and this brother does this and this, and you forget even the iman of this brother. The shaitan would make this brother, the brothers for you are cheaters, are liars, are very bad people, and you forget about the kufr of the kuffar. So the shaitan does this, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when you see a problem with your, even with your spouse, with your brother, with your friend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wasbir nafsaka, be patient with that. Be patient with that. Wasbir nafsaka ma'a alladhina yad'una rabbahum bil ghadati wal 'ashi yuriduna wajha. Keep yourself and be patient with that. Know that they are human beings and they have mistakes, but they are much better for you. Not only that, wala ta'du 'aynaka 'anhum, never shift your eyes away from them. Look at the verses of the Quran. This is the way if you want to be good. This is the way if you want to purify yourself. They don't look good. They lie. They do all these things, but still, they are not kuffar. They are much better than the kuffar. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And وَلَا تُطِعَ. Do not obey من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرضا. And never follow those people who are away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never keep their company. This is one of the ways to purify our souls. Then increase the number of dua that we make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Supplication is a weapon that every Muslim has, but we don't use this weapon. A very strong weapon that would make us good Muslims, but we don't use it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the one, not the one who makes, oh Allahumma aghfir li, and then oh Allahumma aghfir li wa li waliday, and he cuts it short and finishes it. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the one who is persistent. Allah, Allahumma aghfir li, 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 Ya Rabbi aghfir li, Ya Rabbi aghfir li. Be insistent, be persistent. Allah wants you to be like that. When you do this with any human being, he doesn't want, stop doing that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never tells you this. Because every time you make dua to Allah, you kick the shaitan from your heart. Because you know that Allah is the one who responds to you. He's the one who has the things to give you. This is the beauty of dua. And this is something we acquired in Ramadan. We need to work upon it. Dua. And insist on dua. And finally, there is no guidance except the guidance of the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This religion came to us through what? Through the Quran and the Sunnah. Who brought to us the Quran and the Sunnah? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the one who gave the Quran to us, and is the one who gave the Sunnah to us. And there is no other way to reach purification except by following the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't tell me I follow this method or that way or that person or Mr. X or Mr. Y or Sheikh X or Sheikh Y. No. The only way for guidance is what is one way. It's not two ways. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ السُّبُلْ فَتَفَرَّقُ عَنْ سَبِيلِ. إِنَّمَا هِيَ. It's one way. So whenever you hear advice from Mamduh, from Ahmed, from anyone, from the organization you belong to, from the group you belong to, from your family, from your friends, from the best friend that you know, from the best scholar you know, match it. Does it fit? Does it fit? Do you have the dalil that it is from the Quran and the Sunnah? Or is it your own way? If it is your own way, we would thank you and would tell you that keep it for yourself. But I am going to follow the way and the method of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.